It is a situation everyone agrees is intolerable. Unaccompanied minors risking their lives to reach the United States, warehoused in overcrowded detention facilities, and ineligible under current U.S. law for quick deportation to their country of origin. Tougher border enforcement must come first, according to Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte.
We should do targeted appropriations where it's needed to make sure that we are able to detain people and send them back to their countries. Most of the money that the president is asking for is to continue the process of further transporting these children and adults, by the way, further into the United States.
But a security surge at the border alone will not solve the problem, since U.S. law mandates immigration hearings for non-Mexican arrivals. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder.
The immigration laws are being enforced, though we are faced with an extraordinary situation where thousands of people, young people especially, are fleeing Central America. Our immigration laws are broken. It's why we need comprehensive immigration reform.
Last year, the Senate approved an overhaul of America's immigration system to boost border enforcement and provide an arduous path to citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants. The Republican-led House of Representatives has not voted on the Senate bill or any alternative. President Obama is to blame for the current border crisis, according to Republican Senator John Cornyn.
There is a powerful incentive for people to travel to the United States. Obviously, we know, understand people who want opportunity, people who are trying to flee violence. But the president has effectively encouraged children and their parents to make this treacherous, life-threatening journey by suggesting that he won't enforce the law.
Such criticisms are baseless so long as Congress does nothing, according to Democratic Senator Robert Menendez.
It's easy to say no. It's far more difficult to be constructive. And so far what I've heard in response to this crisis is the negativity of no, the criticism of the president for using executive powers when the Congress of the United States fails to act in its own right. You can't have it both ways. This is a moment to call for the greater interests of the nation than to play the partisan politics that I've seen unfold so far.
Time is growing short for action on Mr. Obama's funding request. Congress will be in recess from early August through early September. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.